This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, December 6, 2013, the electric guitar played by Bob Dylan at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival is sold at auction in New York for a record $965,000. On this day in 2011, Dobie Gray, who reached number 13 in 1965 with The In Crowd, and number 5 in 1973 with Drift Away, dies at the age of 71 from complications following cancer surgery. The singer's will stated that all of his musical assets and royalties were to benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the Tennessee School for the Blind. On this day in 1994, Tower Records releases The Beatles Live at the BBC, a 69-track double album of tunes recorded for BB shows such as Top Gear, Easy Beat, Saturday Club, and Pop Goes the Beatles. By the end of the year, 2 million copies are sold in the U.S. alone. On this day in 1978, Sid Vicious, out on bail from Rikers Island Detention Center in New York after being charged with the murder of his girlfriend Nancy Spungen, smashes a glass in the face of Patti Smith's brother Todd during an altercation at a New York club. On this day in 1975, Paul Simon reaches number one on the Billboard 200 chart with Still Crazy After All These Years, which produced 4 Billboard Top 40 hits, including 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, which went to number one. And on this day, December 6, 1966, the Beatles begin working on their upcoming album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Paul McCartney would later say that one of the songs on the album was one of the first tunes he ever wrote when he was about 14 years old. What is this Beatles classic written by 14-year-old Paul McCartney? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, December 6, 1966, the Beatles begin working on their upcoming album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Paul McCartney would later say that one of the songs on the album was written by him when he was about 14. Here are the Beatles and When I'm 64.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Feed me.